Can you hear me? Is it all set? So I do think that we already can see lots of the positive aspects. So we're living longer, we're living healthier, we're able to communicate across countries. In terms of artificial intelligence and the military, I think that there's a lot of potential for big data analysis, for improving efficiency and optimization, as well as thinking about all source intelligence being analyzed by artificial intelligence. But I would also be cautious to think about how the results may not be exactly what we hoped for or something that we can always rely on. And that is because of the innate problems of the biases, the human biases that are created into the algorithms of artificial intelligence. I will let Dan speak a little bit more about the optimization after, and one of the highlights I'd like to talk about with this is about artificial intelligence becoming a decision support infrastructure. And what that means is that we will rely on artificial intelligence to analyze the data and provide us with recommendations. That is a wonderful thing, but it can also be a horrible thing if the data is not correct, but also if we rely on it too much. So if we rely on it too much, we can have certain circumstances such as these where we weren't able to properly hear our speaker. And this, in the military context of potential lethal decision making, could be catastrophic if it's not the right decision recommendation. I also want to highlight just a few examples of this. The over-reliance on technology, and one of them is from the movie Hidden Figures. It came out in 2016, and it was about female mathematicians at NASA. And they were human calculators. And then after that, the machines came in, and they had to adapt, and the machines became the calculators. But now, if we rely so much on machines, we can't humanly do some of the items that we need to do. Another one is robot surgeons. The surgeons, some of them now are using robots where they have a screen where they see the patient that's nearby, and they use these kind of almost a gaming toggle, and they are cutting, inserting incisions, and this is better for the human in the sense that there's less cutting and it's more precise. And there was one interview I saw by a surgeon who said that he only performs 3 surgeries the normal way a year. And imagine if electricity was down, or if the software was down, or there was some technical glitch. And I worry about the intellectual capacity that we may lose if we rely too much on technology. And another item is, for example, with cyber, I think we have enough examples to show that when we have incidents, cyber incident, whether it's a software glitch or it's an actual hostile attack, we notice that there's a slow reaction in terms of operationability of whatever the service was. And I think we need to be better at having backup plans. So I use those examples to highlight that when we look at artificial intelligence and we look at it as decision support, or if we converge it into robotics or other technologies, we need to think about a backup plan.
Thank you so much for those introductory remarks. I'm going to kick off this discussion with Lydia. I'm going to move over to